Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what up there, good people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp on this wonderful June 12th, 2013, 11 p.m. What's happening? It's hump day, man. Hope y'all are humping somebody tonight. My wife stays away long enough. Hopefully, I'll be humping her. If not, there's always tomorrow. That's what marriage is about. As always, tomorrow. If you got something to say, feel free to call in at 646-915-8680. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Shout out to all of our sponsors, richbefore30.com, MarisolInsurance.com, stick to a fitness.com, and all those other .coms out there that call into the show, showing us mad love. We can get right on into it. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. So many stories that I haven't had a chance to get to this past week. Still waiting for my... I still want to wait on a couple of topics. Mr. Righteous wants to call in and talk about conspiracy theory. Not sure where M Extra Money is at. Might just be me and y'all tonight. Professional supposed to call in. But until then, I'll tell y'all what I want to talk about. First of all, you know, I love cracking jokes, love telling stories. But sometimes, you know, when you tell stories, you got to be the butt of the joke. You can't be afraid to laugh at yourself. So let me tell y'all how I cracked my tooth the other day. This is why you need to brush your teeth at night, and this is why you need to floss. Now, I've known for a while that I've had a cavity in this tooth. I was supposed to get it pulled. It's my wisdom tooth, so I wasn't that concerned because it's your wisdom tooth. You get that joint pulled anyway. So it's 7:30 in the morning. I'm at work, and I say, you know what? I had this cookie sitting in my desk for the longest. I was like, let me get rid of this thing. So I ate an apple. So I had a cookie and an apple. I was like, I'm going to be good. I'm going to eat the apple first. So I ate the apple, and I felt a little crunch. And I was like, yo, somebody set me up. I got hit by a terrorist. Somebody put some glass in my apple. I pulled it out. No homo. To all the homos out there, no offense. It's just a bad habit. But I pulled the apple out, and there's my tooth sitting in the middle of the apple. And I was like, yo, this can't be good. Now, at first, I didn't realize it was my tooth. And then I saw blood dripping out, and I was like, oh, my Lord. So I had to rush to the dentist. And I literally cracked my tooth in half, you know. It sucks. Ed Maxter, what's poppin', B?
What's going on, man? So what'd you end up getting, man? You get the gold tooth, yo?
Nah, it's cracked in half, so I'm going to just leave it alone. You know, the wife's pregnant, so I'm going to wait till she has the baby, and I'm going to just get that joint pulled.
Yeah, why are you waiting, though?
You gotta think, yo. We're down here in Virginia. No, it's not like if I'm in Baltimore or if I'm in Jersey where something happens, she can call somebody. We're down here in VA, Dolo. So if I'm high all off, like they're gonna put me to sleep when they pull my teeth. I ain't gonna be awake for that joint. So it's oral surgery. So when they put me to sleep, if her water breaks, I can't be high as hell driving in the highway talking about, hey, baby, come here, baby. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be high as shit. You know what I mean?
It ain't that bad, yo. It's not that bad, man. I get your point, though, because somebody do have to be with you when they put you to sleep, and they can't leave until you come out. But you ain't going to be that bad, yo. It's just a couple codeine pills, yo. That's all they give you, yo.
Oh, so that doesn't put you to sleep?
They don't have to. I mean, you can. They can numb you up. Like when I got all mine pulled, like they just numb me up real good, yo.
Nah, Sean. They put me to sleep, B. I need to be out, yo. I need to be like, I just hope. I'm scared of surgery, though. You ever seen that movie Alive?
Nah.
Son, yo, don't watch it, B. Don't watch it, yo. It'll have you scared to get surgery. I was in North Carolina at my cousin's house, and he's a doctor. And he was like, yo, let's watch this movie. His wife was out of town, so it was just me, him, and his two sons. His two sons went to sleep. He's like, yeah, let's watch this joint. It's got the dude who always plays the same role, Hustle and Flow. What's his name? It's not Chestnut. Shaky voice. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Light skin, shaky voice. Yeah, Terrence Howard. So, yo, it's a whole movie about a dude. I'm not going to tell you the plot, but as he's getting surgery, they paralyze him. So he still feels everything, but he can't move to tell anybody that he's hurt. And they say it happens, and they say it actually happens. Like, if they don't give you enough medicine, you can be out of it to the point where you can't talk, but you can feel everything that's going on. So I'm kind of shook about getting surgery. Huh?
So it's almost like, I guess, being in like a chemically induced coma then, right? Like, you're still alive. Well, I'm just saying, like, I guess that's the only thing I can think of, like, why you're explaining it. Kind of.
No, I wasn't saying that to be a dick. I'm saying I haven't been in one. Like, can people feel stuff when you're in a chemically induced coma? I remember I being high a couple times, and I felt like I was in a coma.
Well, I don't know if you feel. I think you may feel a little pressure, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. But anyway, go ahead. Go with your story.
So anyway, yeah. Man, just to say all that, you know what I mean? They put me to sleep, B. Speaking of comas, have you heard back from Luther?
Yeah, sir. The surgery went well. I mean, that's what I haven't heard from anything else. I was supposed to see him, but I didn't have time to go up to see him. So, yeah, I talked to his wife, but that's the last
thing. I'll talk to you about that offline. But, yeah, but so all that to say this, yo, I had to get... Dude, they got to put me to sleep, dude. There ain't no way I can stay awake for that, yo. Somebody with a tool in my mouth yanking, yo, that's just not cool, yo. How many teeth you had pulled?
I had all four of them pulled at the same time.
At the same damn time?
At the same damn time, yeah. So they, like, they did two of them, and then, you know what I mean, they numb my other side up and then did the other two. So, like, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, being awake, like, if I had a choice to do it again, I probably would have went to sleep because it was a female doctor. And my joints wasn't, like, out, right? So, like, she had to, stand up on, like, a chair and try to, like, put all her weight to try to get the joint out. Like, so I'm sitting there watching her, like, stand up on, like, getting leverage, like, trying to get leverage, just breaking my tooth. Like, it was crazy. Like, I heard every last one of them. Like, it was pretty gross, actually, to hear her breaking.
Oh,
back and, yeah, like, going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, like, feeling her all. I didn't feel it, but I felt the pressure and just hearing. I can hear everything that she was doing. And she's, like, cursing, like, yo, I can't. Like, what's going on? Like, this ain't coming. And then she had to, like, it was crazy. So, like just doing all four at the same time, like, if I had a choice, I would be put to sleep. But, I mean, you can't do it locally, though.
Hold on, M, actually. You mean to tell me that someone has got a tool in your mouth trying to pull out your teeth, and they're in there cursing? Yo, we had problems. I had to tell her, stop, yo.
I had to tell her, hold on, something ain't right, yeah. I mean, I was talking to her. I was like, yeah, it's a tough one. She's like, yeah, it's tough. You know what I mean? But she was getting out. She was cool. It was a cool doctor. I mean, when she was, like, she was cursed, she was just like, damn, thing coming out. Like, you know what I mean? Something like that. Like, cause she was actually, like, trying to get it out. Like, you know what I mean? Going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's naturally for you to be like, damn, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I thought she was in there, like, you heard the crowd of your tooth, and she gave you the, oh, shit. You like, what's wrong?
No.
Nah.
not like that, no.
Yeah, man. So got a couple just for a rap night. Anything in particular you got?
Nah, man. I'm not nothing really.
All right. Well, first topic that I've been wanting to get into, I wish it was the professional was on, or Mr. Righteous, so we get a couple of different opinions. Are you a fan of the show Real Sports?
With Brian Gumbel?
Yeah, him and his toupee.
Not really.
Oh, his brother got the toupee. But I like it, yo. It's a good show. I think it's just like a different coverage of sports. I'm pretty sure you've seen it before. Well, they recently had an episode of, and you got to check it out if you got HBO on demand, about the referees in sports and about how people are now attacking referees. And it was a story about a Mexican referee who was, actually, I don't know if he was Mexican. He just kind of looked Mexican. Oh, he was a Mexican? He was, me and the wife was watching it. He was refereeing a soccer game, called a bad call, or made a call. A dude on the other team didn't agree with it. Ran up and socked him, yo. Gave him a yellow flag. Yo, not even a red one to kick him out of the game. Gave him a yellow flag. Yo, dude punched him in his face, yo, and killed him. So it's
and
his whole...
Killed
him. He's in a coma, yo. Yeah, yo. Night-night.
Wow.
Kid was 17 years old. So it's like it was this whole story about how referees are now being attacked, especially at youth games, by parents. I'm saying, like, if, you know, parents, because of everything that's involved with sports nowadays, if parents don't like the calls and all that stuff, it's like all these instances and film options that show, you know, like, referees having to get, like, really escape and, like, people running up on referees and even cats that are playing in, like, football games. This is one referee, a kid didn't like a call. He took his helmet off, smashed a referee in his face, broke every bone in his face, yo.
Right.
So, like, my question is, as a parent of, you know, kids that are involved in sports, what's the etiquette? And what's it like out there as far as, like, how you treat the refs?
I mean, to me, and actually, I mean, I think there's a line. I mean, just being a coach myself and even just helping out with my daughter's softball game and seeing the ump making clearly some inconsistent calls for, like, against our team just to happen just yesterday, too. And, you know, didn't make that same call. I mean, you know, you can kind of speak up a little bit just so you can hear the ref, but at the same time, you got to draw a line because what you don't see or what you don't understand is just like your kids are watching you, and what you do and what the coaches do, they feel like they can do, and you're setting a real bad example for them. And they, you know, I mean, especially if you got a kid that's nice, I mean, they can't just be getting kicked out the game. Like, it's, you're not teaching them like the proper rules of like sportsmanship at that point. I mean, because it's going to extend beyond the field. It's going to actually go towards, you know what I mean, if they got, you know, in school and they're actually playing like a game and they lose, you know what I mean? They're going to feel like they can react to a teacher or react to another student that way. It can, you know what I mean? If they don't get the promotion, you know what I mean? I just feel like, hey, you know, you got to set it up from the jump, like, and teach sportsmanship. So parents should definitely walk away, leave the game, do something before they react like that in front of their kids at a sporting event.
All right, now we got, I think, Mr. Righteous just joined us. Oh, let's see if I can get him online. Mr. Righteous, what's popping, sir?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, Lord. Are you high?
No, I ain't high, man. Any other time, I'm like, you sound happy.
Yeah, how was your day? Fine. Anything you want to talk about? No. What'd you have for dinner? Chicken. What else? Watermelon. But good to hear from you, Mr. Righteous. Good to hear. Jumping right in. Have you heard our discussion about the referees that I just brought up?
No, man. I just came on, yo.
I was watching the show on, I was watching Real Sports and it was explaining how referees are now facing the fear and the issue of parents actually, like, laying hands on them. And,
right.
You know what I mean, coaches, like, actually beating these people up. So I was asking MXer, since he is a father, of children that play sports, what's the etiquette? So I'm going to ask you, your children play sports. Have you ever been in a position where you felt like you wanted to lay hands on a ref?
No, not at all, man. I mean, that's, I mean, you got to respect these refs, man, because, I mean, what they see and what we saw is like something totally different, you know what I'm saying? So we may, to us, may if it's basketball or whatever, and to us, may it may not look like a charge, but to them, it was a charge. I mean, because you're not always in the best position to see where or where on the field or what happened on the field. We just see what we see, and we just automatically, we always going to side with, you know, our kids or whatever the case may be. But, I mean, that's their job to make the right call. Sometimes it's a good call, sometimes it's a bad call. You just got to live with it. But, I mean, I'm not going to go out there and want to beat up on a ref because he made a bad call. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the higher up refs, they monitor this stuff. They're going to see, and they're going to get their just due. They're going to get fined and all that good stuff. So just let them
know. I'm talking about youth sports.
Youth sports? I mean, yeah, same thing. I mean, they don't need to go out there and be laying hands on a ref because they made a bad call on your son or on your kid or on the team that your son's played for. I mean, it is what it is.
When you said fine,
that's what I'm saying. Like even still, because either the higher ups, because I mean, you still got to get like whoever's the head ref that I mean in Little League when they call you and say, yo, do you want to ref this game or whatever? I'm sure that they look at this stuff. I'm sure they get complaints like, yo, this ref is horrible, and they get back to the commission because I mean, you still got to get certified from the commission to ref these games. And they make a lot of complaints about this one ref. Well, that ref probably ain't going to ref for that team anymore or for those games anymore in that sense. So they probably call them for, you know, other counties to go ref at other games, you know.
All right. So, MX Shamani, let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a position where you've seen other parents act, I guess, where it would be like a little bit too extra towards refs? And if so, like, were you able to say anything or do anything?
Yeah, man. I mean, we basically, when I was coaching for Northwood, that's in the city, right off of West Baltimore, East Baltimore. So the ref would tell us, like, basically, if we can't control our parents, then they're going to just start penalizing us. So, I mean, there was, like, a couple bad calls in the game, parents went off, and I had to basically tell them, like, look, man, let me handle it. You know, you stay over there because I didn't want to get penalized even more. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But,
so I had to basically talk about.
Explain what you mean by parents went off. Like, what do you mean? Like, is it just yelling at refs?
Like,
throwing stuff?
Yelling at refs. I mean, they weren't throwing anything, but they were yelling at the refs. They were getting on them, telling me, you know what I mean, cheating, duh, us. And the refs just came over and told me, like, yo, if you don't control your sideline, I'm kicking, like, I'm basically start kicking people out the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, kicking them off the field. And inherently, they're going to take their son, or I'll probably convince them not to take their son off the field. But, you know what I mean? So I didn't want none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I basically had to tell the parent, like, yo, you're going to get kicked out. And then he said they're going to start charging, like, the team or the sideline, like, unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. So I was going to start getting 15-yard penalties for every time a parent said something. So, like, once I told him that and explained the situation, like, yeah, I understand, whatever, 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 then they kind of, like, just dumbed it down. They just moved to the back away from the field and then started talking. I was like, just do me a favor, you know what I mean? Take it to the back. I understand. You know what I mean? I feel the same way. But at the end of the day, like, you know, you can't penalize the whole team for what your actions are. You know what I mean? Let me handle it, whatever. So they understood. They just took it in, the, like, you know what I mean? Because there was no real bleachers, right? They were just walking up and down the sideline saying it. So, you know what I mean, once I approached them, they just took it to, like, back away from the sideline and still talked, still said their little grumblings, but it wasn't near the field where the ref can hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, do you think the referee should have thicker skin and not be worried about what people are saying as long as they don't feel like their life was in threat? And like when they were talking this trash, you feel like the ref's life was, or their well-being, their health was in danger. Was it just a bunch of people just out there talking trash?
Yeah, I think they were just talking trash. I don't think you could have got that impression from it. But, again, I'm not the ref, so I don't know what I would have thought. You know what I'm saying? So I think they got to seek caution first, you know what I mean, and not want anything to escalate. So I think that's why they came to me first instead of talking directly to the parents. Like, they never said anything. I mean, and I guess it just depends, you know what I mean? Like, granted, my whole team was black, right? We're the black city team. We were playing up in, like, I think we were playing in, like, I forgot what we were playing, but we were playing, I mean, the team was majority white. So it was kind of like one of those, you know what I mean, things where that ref was, and the ref was black too. So the ref was like, look, you know what I mean, I'm talking to you. I'm not going to talk to them, but I need you to talk to them. So he handled it in a way where he didn't want to, because he knew, like, if he started talking to them, then it would have been back and forth between him and them instead. So he just came to me and let me just handle my own parents. You know what I'm saying? I think so. Right. I think at the end of the day, I think the ref needs to basically be able to control that too. Like, go over there and talk to a coach. Don't get involved directly with players. Don't get involved directly with parents. And then that way, it's not, you know what I mean, him delivering that message. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think you just need to check with your team, like the team thing. Like, the, I guess the, you know what I mean, had, let the coach handle it. That's what I'm saying. I think that's where the best way to do it. Start with the ref.
Right. What about you, Mr. Rogers? You ever been in a position where you've seen parents act crazy?
I've been in places where parents was acting all crazy, but they never did anything. They just talked a lot of trash. I have been in places where, you know what I'm saying, the refs will tell the coach, like, yo, if you don't get your crowd under control, you know, we're gonna start, you know, dishing out penalties. I mean, as you saw, I mean, you from around here, so you saw when the brawl broke out between the fans of Camden High and the fans of Atlantic City, and they shut. First of all, they kicked Camden High out of the tournament because of the fans. It wasn't because of the players. It was because of the fans. So they were suspended for like 2 years from being their championship because of the fans. I mean, and they stormed the court. After they lost, they stormed the court and started beating up people. So,
I mean, yeah, that was ridiculous, so, yo.
And that was just on fans. That wasn't the players. The players was in the mix, but the fans started it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. I mean, I come from a family. My dad beat up a ref before. I'm surprised we didn't have him on the HBO special, yo.
Right.
I got it on tape, too. I should have sent it in to Brian Gummer. I thought I could have made some money, yo.
They probably gave you $50 for it.
Oh, man. I know, right? But the story just intrigued me because I can understand. I guess, you know what I mean? I love sports. We all love sports.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be very proud of my son if he decides to play sports. But I can't ever think I'd be in a position where I'd want to lay hands on a referee, especially when it comes to youth sports. Now, you're talking about college and NFL. You know what I mean? Those are big boys. You know what I mean? But if my kid is 10 years old, taking a hand off, there's no reason why I should ever punch that referee in his face. Unless he's like, look at the nigga run or something, you know?
Right. Well, but you know, you have to say, like majority of these places where this stuff is really, really, truly, really happening, is 9 times out of 10 is in the inner city, dealing with the hood folks. And most of them are pretty much raising what they call cash cows, man. Most of them are just really pushing their kids that just do sports and only sports. So they're going to be very protective of them, you know, especially especially in football. Like, I saw a video where, you know, so after a play, the little kid, maybe about 10 years old, hit the little boy and knocked him down. So the dad came on the field and mushed the kid that tackled his son. Like, dude, it's football. He's supposed to get tackled. I thought that's what's supposed to happen. And he came on and mushed the kid because
Damn.
He tackled his son. So, I mean, they take away too far.
And after I'm with you, somebody mushes my kid, yo, I'm socking them, yo. I'm socking them off top.
I mean, you got to. I mean, because you can't. I mean, both of your kids out there are playing ball. Because your son got the best of his son, so now you want to mush my son to the ground because my son punished your son? Nah, that's not how it works. So now I got to punish you.
Yeah. But, yo, this story happened in Utah. I don't know if you were probably one online, but it was a story about a Mexican referee was reffing a soccer game, and he gave this 17-year-old kid a yellow card. Yellow kid punched him in the head, yo, and he died, yo. He fell into a coma and died, yo.
Oh, man, you know they good about their soccer, man. They don't mess around with that soccer, man.
Yeah, but this was in Utah.
I know, but you know, I mean, you know how they, you said Mexico's, right? Mexican?
I think they were Mexican, yo. They like they were, no disrespect, I'm not sure, but they were Catholic and they had a funny accent.
Oh, well, whatever the case would be, you know what I mean? You know, they take soccer is like football, you know what I'm saying, to people like Mexicans and Spaniards, because that's their thing. That's their sport right there. I mean, you know, you can't go to England and talk about another team without getting rolled on, yo.
Like, what are y'all talking about? Like, I don't understand. Like, what, like, the Mexico don't even have the best soccer team in the world. Why would y'all say they're Brazil, yo? Like, why would you say they're, like, from, like, Argentina or somewhere, or Spain,
I just
or France, or you know what I mean? Like, David Beckham was the best player in the world, you know, was in Mexico. I don't understand why y'all were creating Mexico to, like, soccer. Like, they run the World Cup.
I just asked the question. That's all I thought he said. He said Mexican. I didn't say they was Mexican. I just asked, I said, what did you say? I just said the Mexicans, the Spaniards. I said the Spaniards. All them people, they take their soccer very seriously, just like we take football very seriously. And if you go over there and go in the wrong bar with the wrong uni on, you going to get rolled out. See, over here, it's not that bad. Huh?
I think you're going to get rolled out.
Yo, you can go
that's in England, yo. We in America. This happened in Utah. But they were Mexicans. My wife just confirmed that they were Mexicans.
It happened in Utah, definitely a shock, yeah. But I guess I'm not shocked. They probably don't even have seatbelt laws in Utah, yeah.
But you can have more than one wife. I keep trying to get my wife to add on to our clan, yo. She not feeling me, yo.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm not surprised about this Utah thing, though. So. Yeah.
No, man.
I'm sure.
They take that soccer serious, yo. When I go to my in-laws, yo, they be in the field, yo. They got two chairs for goals, yo. They be out there getting it. I'm like, yo, they think they soccer serious, man. I mean, they really got like two folding chairs as the goals, yo. They be getting it in, yo.
You should go join them, man. Get it in.
Nah, I'm good, yo. And the funny thing, at my school, yo, we didn't have soccer. At Delphi, we didn't have soccer. So, like, all, like, the Africans and the Spanish and all, they all got together and started their own soccer league, yo. And then now we got a soccer team, yo.
That's what's up.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you about the same height as the Mexicans, yo. You should join them, yo. You probably got quick feet, yo.
Yo, I'm probably taller than every Mexican out there. What you talking about, yo?
And not by much, yo.
And man, shut your mouth, bro.
Hey, we ain't talking about much, yo. What y'all think about Tebow going to the Patriots?
Nah, Jason Kidd, cool, baby.
We only got 2 minutes, so y'all better make it quick.
Jason Kidd, coach of the Nets. Championship next year.
I like the move. I like that move, even though that wasn't my question, but I like the move.
From Tebow to Kidd.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, he's drooling. Tebow gonna be, he's just another hype man. That's all he is.
Yeah, I think because the Patriots don't have a full, like, they don't have a real present, like their running game is by committee. I think he's gonna line up with Brady in the back. He'll take some direct snaps on like fourth and short. And I think they're gonna try to use him like as kind of like an H-back tight end type of thing because they run a lot of two tight end sets. Gronk is hurt. And I think that it'd be a good twist on that kind of stuff. That's a good point too. I just don't know. Yeah, because he got no guaranteed money. So, I mean, he definitely could go in that direction though. But I don't know.
All right. So you might as well go back to Florida and coach, Joe.
What?
Yeah, he might as well go back to Florida and be like a coaching assistant or something. What the hell was that noise?
Oh, God.
What are you watching, a porno back there?
Nah, yo. It's Hell's Kitchen out there, though. My bad.
All right, well. Should have been ready anyway, since ain't none of y'all paying attention. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow night. We still got to talk about conspiracy theaters, y'all. I'll holler at y'all.
All right, dog.
Wrong song. Fuck, it ended.
What you got about to play? Play that.
Yeah.
Play that outfit.
Love music. Yeah, I already play some love music real good. Like. All right, bro, I'll have you an email tomorrow, y'all. I'm going to go see if they give me some cheeks.
Oh, shit. All right, yeah.
All right.